Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's this day in history. It's been, I don't know, freaking a year and a half or something.
Is it the day? Are we on the day? Or is it the day that we do this every year?
No joke. I woke up today and I said, this is probably going to be my Patreon. And then I panicked and I said, oh no, Adel, you idiot. You've done it again. You've done the exact same date that you've done twice before. Thank God we're 2 weeks out. I'm 2 weeks away.
So funny. So
we should have waited this time of year.
We should have done it again. We should have done it again. That's so funny. That okay. So yeah. Fun. So the world is probably going to be like dramatically different 2 weeks before, right?
I hope so.
I hope so.
Because that's how history works, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It gets less dramatic as you go back in time.
There are days when years happen, and there are weeks when 1 month happens. And that is history, my dear boy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I hope also, it's all the same event.
I think there was something. If I hear something about the fucking Beatles, I'm gonna flip my wig, because then it's all the same events.
Because the Beatles did something?
The Beatles only did one thing ever, one good thing, and that's when Ringo lived.
I mean, that's pretty good. Well, yeah. Let's start going through some time. So this is going to be February 23rd. This is all the fun stuff that happened February 23rd throughout history. What was that?
Is there a February 23rd this year? Oh, yes, because of a leap year.
Mm-hmm. Nobody look it up. Nobody look it up.
JPC, no joke. Here, this is real. 1971, February 23rd, 1971. George Harrison.
Oh, wow. My God. You're fucking.
No joke. No joke. This is on the list.
Did your heart skip a beat when JPC said that thing about Beatles? Like,
was
oh,
scrambling because
no.
I had seen it earlier when I took a screenshot. And I was scrambling to find it. Yep. February 23rd, 1971. George Harrison is fined and he's fined.
He's fined.
George Harrison is fined and his driver's license is suspended for 1 year. Now imagine being the cop who's like, this fucking asshole won't drive on the right side of the road. You pull him over. It's George Harrison. What do you...
Wait, is that why he got pulled over? For driving on the wrong side of the road? You've been in America for too long.
And it's gonna take some money.
Baby, well... Then he said to his wife, Linda Ronstadt, I believe, he said, baby, you can drive my car. Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah. Oh, thank you. And he goes, well, my license is suspended for 1 year. So that's why you're driving it. I do want to see
71,
you're asking
George
me
Harrison.
If I am drunk. I don't know.
Why don't we do it in the road? No, sir. Step out of the car.
Adel, do you have more information about this? I'd love to know what his penalty for being... Why he got his license suspended for a year after a traffic incident.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find out.
It couldn't have been 70. It couldn't have been drunk driving, because in 71, that was okay. The cop would give you like a wink and a nod and say, you know,
like,
get
here's
to
a
your
cigarette.
Second, yeah, here's a second. Here's a cigarette. Get to your second family safe.
Well, here's.
He would say that.
I looked up 1971 George Harrison fined, and this is not what I was looking for, but the very top article says, Harrison was found guilty of subconscious plagiarism and had to pay $1,600,000, the earnings from My Sweet Lord, to songwriter Ronnie Mack.
Huh.
Oh, wow.
So that's
the guy that did all the McDonald's jingles. And George Harrison ripped them off, huh? Wow, damn.
Okay, this might be it. Okay, here we go. George Harrison, find... Or, okay, it doesn't say what he did.
I want to see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
JPC, you are George Harrison, and mm-hmm. you are calling Paul McCartney on the phone to have him get you out of some trouble. Played by Adel.
Pick up the phone. Paul, pick up the phone.
Ahoy, hoy. Chips ahoy.
Paul, It's me, George.
George, it's me, Paul.
Two of the Beatles.
Two of the best Beatles.
I fucked up. I'm in a mess. I'm in a mess, mate.
Oh, no. Did you do it again? Did you write another song with Eric Clapton? The piece of shite.
I'm trying to distance myself from him because I think in like 50 years he's going to be pretty problematic. Actually, a long time before. It doesn't matter.
And I think in two years he's going to be married to your wife.
Fuck that piece of shit. I love Linda Ronstadt more than anything, and I'll never get divorced from her.
Wait, Linda's the name of me wife. Linda McCartney.
Let's not dig too deep into it. I need you to come pick me up.
Oh, why? You know I drive a yellow submarine on wheels.
What?
I'm just joking. I thought we were just having fun.
Well, no.
Outside of work, we don't really talk. I thought to throw in some jokes and jabs.
What work? Didn't we break up?
Oh no, we're still...
Are we still the Beatles at this point?
Well, me, John, and Ringo are.
John's alive!
Yeah, oh, you didn't know. You know how I died?
No!
We did a whole thing where if you play...
Please! Tell me Ringo's dead as well.
No.
All my ears burning.
Is Ringo there? Are you in the hot tub together? The hot tub that I bought for you?
I live here.
Once it's a gift, it's a gift.
Scene.
My Beatles chronology timeline is pretty messed up. What year did John Lennon get assassinated?
1980?
Yeah, probably was 78, 79. Was it that late?
Okay, 80? Okay.
Let me look.
Okay, let's see here.
It says, okay, so I found this.
December 8th, 1980.
George Harrison, in like 71, he thought there was like a policeman hammering the roof of his car, and he thought it was just a fan, so he ignored him. But the policeman was trying to like tell him that he had caused a big traffic jam. And then... It looks like after that, it was alleged yesterday at Wall Street Magistrates Court, Harrison drove three times at the constable. I don't know what that means. And he pleaded guilty to driving without a reasonable consideration. So basically, he thought that like a cop was a fan and he was like, okay, fuck off. I don't give a shit. And then the cop was like, no, I'm not a fan. But does that mean the cop wasn't a fan? Because he should get off if the cop was a fan of the Beatles.
That's so funny. He must have been a Stones guy. I found like a 40-page article about George Harrison and cars. Like, it seems like there's something going on here. He's been in an unbelievable amount of accidents.
Oh, here comes a conspiracy.
What is going on? This is truly, I'm going to send it. This is like a college thesis. It's called Drive My Car, The Beatles Road Incidents, but it's all George. I also found, this is very funny, I also found a timestamp here. So February 23rd, 1971, his license is suspended for 1 year. Mm. No joke. February 28th, 1972, which is a year and a week to the date, George Harrison is involved in a minor car accident.
No way.
Hey, look, honestly, if you haven't been driving for a year, that makes sense. You're all rusty.
Yeah. You're out of practice.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. What was wrong with this guy?
I don't know. Hey, do you think Matthew Broderick still drives?
Or
do you think after he killed two people, he doesn't?
I hope not.
He's like, you know what? I shouldn't drive anymore.
I think he lives in New York, so no.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Halle Berry killed someone with her car.
Anyways.
Swept under the rug. Here we go. Going back a little, just slightly further than 1971. February 23rd, 1455. Johannes Gutenberg prints his first Bible. And it says his first Bible. So I don't know if he was like, you know, tinkering with his own version.
He's setting the typeface and he's like, by God, what about by Johannes Gutenberg?
The Bible is it has never changed since its original conception in like 2000 years ago. No one's ever rewritten it. No one's ever changed the meaning of any words. It's been the same and no human has translated it for their own agenda.
My favorite part about it was like, I think it was like 3 to 5 days after the events of the New Testament, they were like, we should fucking write this down. Like, they got on it so quick. They didn't wait for, like, to pass the stories down for, like, 200 years, just, like, orally to other people and then write it down. They wrote that shit down. Because, like, that...
Someone said, get a pen. Yeah. Someone said that.
Like, I was in a hit and run one time, and I was like, the first thing is, like, get the license plate. You gotta get the license plate.
Beatles
What's
one?
That?
Was it yeah. Beatles one? Here's the son one.
It was Rango.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, riddles, Clue Crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.